Welcome, everyone, to an extremely limited, but just as splendid, not another freaking podcast.
Thanks, Gene. It's me. It's Will Diamonds. Joined, as always, by our wonderful guest host, Gene. And then we've also got the promoter of the Clash at Carpet City, Will Diamond.
Okay.
And we also have newly birthed father, Will Diamond.
First of all, newly birthed father sounds really weird. But yeah, I'm new dad, JD. I've got baby in my arms feeding right now.
And I'm town on the bottle. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt young Penny eating. But I'm also the promoter of Clash at Carpet City, TY, not Will Diamond.
Hey, so I've been gone for a few weeks, so I just have to run through a few things real quick. First of all, Jake needs to play fucking Fortnite. Second of all, how has Shane still not finished Red Dead Redemption 2? That is ridiculous.
Has he finished Spider-Man 2 yet?
Probably not.
I'm going to shoot him.
And third of all, we've decided that Penelope is an awesome name and all, but her new nickname, besides Penny, is Penelope.
I like Penelope.
Penelope.
When I was little, that's how I thought that. When I was little, I thought that's how it was pronounced because Penelope's kind of spelled weird.
Right. She's also got dinosaurs on her onesie right now, so I've been calling her Pennysaurus Rex.
Oh, hell yeah. I have Mr. Hanky wearing a Santa hat on my underwear in honor of Roman versus Cody, too.
That's awesome. She's going to be wearing a Cody onesie tonight.
Boo.
She won't just be, like she was last night.
She won't be acknowledging the tribal chief. I'll see. That's fair, though. That's fair.
She got her first WrestleMania last night, which it was weird because, like, she can't see the TV. Don't get me wrong, especially where she's at. But she was, like, turned with her head facing the TV the whole time. So she's probably just like, pretty colors.
Even she could smell what The Rock was cooking. And The Rock was fucking
what she was cooking. My God.
Yeah.
Yo, that match, that main event last night had me thoroughly sports entertained.
I was so sports entertained by that match. It was so fucking fun. The Rock was actually selling for everybody. He got real goofy and shit his pants full of doo-doo from that spear.
So we're recording before night two. It's like 5:30 in the evening before night two, and we just watched night one last night. And rather than like wait to see both nights, I think we should just review night one and then review night two next week. How does that sound to you guys?
I kind of agree, just because a lot of shit happened in night one. I mean, starting from the beginning, we had the Women's World Championship match with Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley.
For me, that match never really got out of first gear.
Yeah, but I also did not expect Rhea to retain.
I fully expected Rhea to retain.
Yeah, I'm with JD. I expected her to retain and go out clean or win the match.
Becky's in the phase of her career where she doesn't need titles. She's there to put people over. And I think with her book coming out and everything, she's going to be continuing her book tour. She doesn't really have time to be holding down the women's championship right now. And Rhea, she needed a signature win because she hasn't had one since Charlotte last year.
And is it just me or did Becky, and this is me not hating, this is just me being, from what I saw, she looked like an AI character from Fortnite.
Will's comment last night in the group chat had me dead.
Girl, she was beefing with whoever was running makeup there. They fucked her shit up. That shit was crazy. I could not fucking believe it when she first walked out.
So was it just me or did they do that Riptide, disarm or Riptide sequence like three times in the match?
Dude, I thought I was losing my mind. I also messaged y'all.
I thought like I backed up.
it felt like Randy Orton versus The Fiend, where they just kind of get into this really vicious loop of constantly setting up and doing the apron DDT thingy.
Yeah.
It was really weird. But like from what I read, apparently Becky had strep throat. Like she'd been dealing with it since like Thursday. So it kind of makes sense why the match never got out of first gear. But for me, that was just, it was not a good match. I'd like to see a rematch between the two where they're both feeling all right. I think that would be a fire ass match. But last night was just not great.
It does happen though, especially if you're under the weather and you're like dealing with something. I mean, that's bound to happen too. So I would give it a pass just for that reason alone. Try it again, like what JD said, try it again.
So somebody finally won a title last night and finished their story. How about R-Truth winning the Raw Tag Team titles?
He overcame his fear of heights.
Yo, the hot tag spot last night, chef's kiss on that shit. It was hilarious.
Sports entertainment at its best.
I'm just so glad they split the fucking belts.
Yeah.
As soon as I looked and they had them hanging from separate hooks and said you have to pull down both titles for the match to be finished, I was like, all right, they're splitting the belts. But I didn't expect Grayson Waller and Austin Theory to be winning them. They got some minor
problems. I thought
it
was going to be Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate.
I was hoping so.
I figured Awesome Truth would win the belts, but I really thought that was going to be British Strong Style's night too, but hey, why not give... I like Grayson Waller. I think he's got a bright future.
Grayson Waller is one of the future guys in that company.
He has terrible gear, but he talked good.
I think he's the next...
He talked very good.
He's like this generation's Miz.
Nah, he's better than the Miz.
Honestly, he feels like an untapped edge to me.
I feel like he's got a higher ceiling than Miz. I don't mean to say he's better than the Miz. The Miz is fantastic. I love the Miz.
Yeah.
He just has a higher ceiling than the Miz has.
But
I wasn't the biggest fan of the Lucha tag match.
It was I would say
it felt like a house show match, and then the football players showed up at the end.
But I will say Travis Kelce, not Travis Kelce, Jesus Christ, Jason Kelce. Yeah, Jason Kelce, leapfrogging over the ropes was very impressive because he is a very large dude.
I didn't watch much of that match. We were dropping Bell off at prom and on the way back. But what I saw of it did not impress me. And Dom losing to his dad twice in a row at WrestleMania is kind of shit.
No, that was kind of funny.
Although Dom chopped the crap out of Andrade, leaving marks and stuff. That was pretty
Yeah,
cool.
That shit was nuts.
Yeah, that was. I popped for that one. That was pretty cool. I mean, the match wasn't bad. I enjoyed it, but could have been better. Yeah, probably.
Could have had Dragon Lee.
Has anybody found out why they pulled Dragon Lee?
Because they hate good wrestling.
I mean, they added Andrade, so they obviously don't hate good wrestling.
Yeah, but low-key, like, why is Dominic in here?
Because the story is hit. The big story between him and his dad, I mean, that made sense, but, like, I don't know. Swapping out, they could have, I don't know what they could have done to make that, but they could have made it a six-man at any rate. Carlito could have had Carlito and Andrade.
Yeah, I also feel like Andrade is going to end up turning on Rey.
I feel like it's going to be Lito, because after Dragon Lee went down, he was the first one on the scene, and that usually means he's the one who attacked him.
Carlito versus Dragon Lee is going to be a nutty feud. We live in a weird timeline.
It's so weird seeing Carlito babyface in the first place.
It feels out of place.
I like it just because, I mean, at this point, until he actually does something, there is no reason to hate him because it's like, hell yeah, look, everyone, it's Carlito, and he's fucking huge.
He looks like he ate Carlito from 2003.
Yeah, he's so goddamn jacked now.
It's ridiculous.
The women's trios match was really fucking fun, though.
As one of the trios, I want to propose that we call Jade, Bianca, and Naomi the Powerbuff Girls.
The Powerbuff Girls.
Write it down.
Hell triple. Yeah.
I like it.
That was a fun match. It served its purpose of just look at some of our biggest fucking stars. Jade Cargill with the short hair looks sick. And I think she's going to work really well with WWE because she doesn't really need to get that much better than where she's already at in the ring. She just needs to look like $1 million, which she always does.
She is an American Gladiator, fellas. I'm telling you.
So that hair whip from Bianca, man, that always gets me. And last night,
that shit was so loud.
That was louder than I think I've ever heard her hit someone with it before. And it was across the chest.
That shit was crazy. How did she not be busting motherfuckers open with that?
I know. So, as an aside, you had the same criticism of this match that Becca and I talked about. Like, why they put the Asians versus the Black ladies together, plus Dakota Kai.
It's just, I don't know. It felt very... Like, it was a really cool thing to see, but at the same time, it was still very unnecessary.
Felt like they sectioned them off.
Yeah. And it just felt a little gross. But at the same time, the spectacle of seeing all three of them together was cool as fuck.
That entrance was fire.
Yeah. Them coming down from the platform was so fucking sick.
I wish it would have been a little darker outside so Naomi's gimmick, the glow thing, could have worked better.
Yeah, that's one that I really do wish they would have put a little bit deeper into the card, but I understand wanting to have your last two be the tag match and then the Intercontinental.
Yeah, I don't know. The visual of Naomi's entrance is always cool as hell, and I just wish we could have gotten that visual.
Yeah. Low-key seeing all of them doing, like, Naomi's dance. That would have been hard.
Right.
So, one match that I think I may be the only person, maybe I just need to go back and rewatch it, but I did not really think that Sami Zayn and Walter was that good.
What's the matter with you?
So, I thought that match was incredible, because it was definitely very Rocky 3.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, it was. Am I wrong? Is it Rocky 4?
Okay, the story they were telling was Rocky 3, but the Rocky 4 is the Rocky 4. What you're talking about is like Ivan Drago against Rocky.
Okay, yeah, but that was definitely a Rocky 3 story they were telling. It was. I thought it worked so well. Will, I think your big hang-up was the fire up at the end.
It to me that completely fucking killed it, and I thought like. I understand you got his wife front row, like cut over to her, have Walter talk his shit a few times, but they just did it too much. And then the fire up looked corny as fuck. Sammy thrashing around on the mat looked horrible.
I mean, but we've seen Sammy do that multiple times and not really had a complaint.
Yeah.
Not like that. That was one of those things where it was like, oh, this is... embarrassing.
The turnbuckle brainbuster spot was nuts.
That was sick.
Yeah.
I almost never see that, and every time I do, I'm just like, why would you be willing to take that?
But really smart of them to not put Chad Gable out there.
Yeah.
I still
that
think
that should have been Gable's match, but if they were gonna go with Sammy, it was a really smart move to not have Gable be ringside, because that would have completely derailed it. Because I
most certainly should have been Gable's match.
Oh yeah,
that still puts a little spur in my ass.
But I think what they want to do is do like a mid-card title Benoit and Guerrero moment.
That's fair. You and think Chad Gable turns heel on Sammy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's short.
Gable works better as a heel. Gable works better as heel. I mean, he's a great baby face, but he just works better as a heel. His whole shtick is made for being a heel.
I don't know. I think he works well as either. I think they give him a bit more to work with when he's a heel, but that shtick can work well as a baby face.
He's 100% Dennis Reynolds from It's Always Sunny.
Kind of. I want to see Otis be more like Danny DeVito, though.
He's got to get a toe knife.
He probably has one.
We skipped over the brother versus brother match, probably on purpose on your part.
I just actually genuinely forgot about it.
I think I'm in the minority here as the only one who liked this match.
That match was fucking terrible.
It was.
I think so. I have two criticisms. One, they relied way too much on super kicks, and the whole "you kick me in the face, then I'm gonna kick you in the face" thing was dumb.
That was terrible. That was dumb. Like what okay. Everyone thinks a Young Bucks match is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Young Bucks matches used to be. Not anymore. I'll give them that. They've evolved, but that was awful. And my second criticism of this match is they needed 5 more minutes. They were just starting to cook when they suddenly went home.
I think they should have made it a street fight or something. The promo package was really good. I'll give them that. The whole brother's keeper thing was great.
And Lil Wayne performing a Millie
was awesome. That was the greatest goddamn moment ever. That was the most actual.
Love that shit.
Like, they need to do more shit like that in Bad Bunny to get that mainstream appeal. Because I feel like Logan Paul's now slightly, like, lost its kind of wow factor and charm to it. Because
he's there every week now.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, he's not working on TV, but he's. I don't know, they still end up always having dudes doing the same shit he can do on the same card. And, like, even tonight, he's going to be doing a lot of, like, old Rollins spots.
Or Hangman Page spots, you know.
Yeah.
Which still bothers me. I don't like Hangman Adam Page, and I don't like it when somebody copies him.
I love Hangman.
Wow.
So the gap between the Sammy Gunther match and Cody the tag match for the main event, that was like a 40-minute gap of like promo packages and entrances.
Yeah, that shit did feel like it was going on forever. And then the match itself went fucking 40 minutes.
God. And like you said earlier, man, The Rock sold his ass off.
Yeah, he was bouncing around for. It seemed like he was real impressed with Seth because it felt like he was really selling for all of Seth's shit.
Well, like, if you watch the
curb stomp look so good.
Yeah, he did. If you watch the press conference after the show, I watched just a bit of it when The Rock was out there, and he was just talking about how impressed he was with Next Generation Superstar. He was like, man, being out there in the ring with those two just makes me realize the business is in good hands. Like, he was putting them over big time.
I bet it was just, like, a crazy kind of shock moment of seeing going from The Rock being a perfectly, like, serviceable work rate guy of his era by not doing that much move-wise to Seth Rollins, who can do any move, and then Cody, who has a neck tattoo.
So you don't like Cody, but give him up for his props, man. He did fucking great in that match.
I liked the part at the very end with him.
Where he got pinned?
Yeah, that one. That was real fucking good.
Well, Penny likes Cody. She has a Cody onesie, so you have to get over it.
Tragic. But it's okay. Your child's going to see tonight. Tonight's going to be the night she fully gains control over her fingers just to throw that one up.
Not to scratch my face?
Nope. Throw that one up and then scratch your face for disrespecting your tribal chief.
Her first move she's going to learn is the eye rake.
Man,
you know,
I cannot praise the tag match enough. It was so fucking fun.
I know. And seeing The Rock look at the ref and be like, if you count me out, you lose your job, motherfucker. I was like, whoa.
That dude. Shit was so hard.
And then when he punched him in the balls and he looked at him and said, do something, bitch. I was like, my God.
It was so sick. I honestly really hope that they, because I'm assuming this is all going to lead to next year having Rock versus Roman, because there ain't no way they're getting Dwayne in the ring at any time between now and next Mania.
You know, I would second guess that, only because this match would mean more at Mania, or might mean a lot at Mania, Rock and Roman, but they're going to Netflix in January, and the premiere of Netflix for Raw, having Rock and Roman as the main event, that would fucking
that would be pretty fucking nuts. But there's no way The Rock's gonna wrestle on Raw. He's too old.
You don't know that, man.
They're gonna get.
I just feel like that'd be a big way to kick off the new era of WWE Raw.
Or hear me out. Our opening contest. We bring in Pat McAfee, and he has a 20-minute classic with Brian Pillman Jr.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know there was a such thing as a 20-minute classic with Pat McAfee or Brian Pillman Jr.
Oh, just you wait and find out.
So is it just wrestled after wrestled because they're both blown up?
Yes. And then they both hit coast to coast.
It's a classic J.D. Rollins match.
I am really curious to see what kind of dumb bullshit they pull out to start off the Netflix era. Because when is that?
January 1st, 2025. Well, that's when the deal kicks in. I'm not sure what the first Raw would be.
That's...
Give me a second, I'll let you know.
Honestly, if it starts on January 1st, I can see them trying to do another one of those day one pay-per-view gimmicks.
Mm-hmm. First Raw of the new era will be January 6th. But what the weird thing is, their television deal ends in October.
That's another thing, too. Where are you going to put move Raw to?
That's my question, because their television deal ends in October, and they're not going to go to Netflix straight from USA. And I don't think NBC is going to be like, oh, well, we'll let you be on Peacock for the next couple months, even though you're leaving our network. So I don't know what the hell they're with Raw in the interim.
Honestly, I would see them actually doing that just because they need that.
That's what I'm
thinking. Think so?
Yeah.
Peacock is in dire straits. It is such a ghost town of a streaming service.
Peacock's basically held up by WWE.
It's held up by WWE and The Office.
Oh, and Psych. Psych's pretty wonderful.
And 30 Rock.
Oh, and Community's getting their movie on Peacock.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I will say Peacock every several months will just randomly be like, we just got a bunch of fucking incredible movies. And then they won't add anything for weeks and months on end. But there's those four great movies. Like, they put The Holdovers on there. And that's a delightful movie.
I've been using Peacock lately to watch Psych, because Becca and I, because we have nothing else to do but watch a baby and feed the baby and change the baby, we kind of just sit down and watch TV all day, and Psych has been the one we've been watching lately, and that show, I don't know if y'all have seen it, but that show is hilarious.
You need to watch Invincible.
I've heard that. I don't know if I will. I read the book, and it just wasn't for me.
What? It's such a good comic. How far did you get?
I think I got through like issue 12 before I was like, nah, I'm stopping.
Oh.
I guess
someone hates Rootin' Tootin' Good Times.
I mean, I read The Walking Dead.
I did too, for a while.
I read it all the way through the finish. I thought that was a very good book, but I also like zombie lore.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for some good zombie shit. The problem is that most of it is not good zombie shit. Not everything can be like that one Damian Priest match.
Not everything can be like the first episode of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, that first episode is some good-ass fucking television.
When it comes to The Walking Dead, I will always maintain that The Walking Dead was an excellent six-episode miniseries, and everything that happened after that was a travesty.
Yeah. And then they made such good games.
I watched The Ones Who Live, and it was mid.
Is that one of the new spinoff ones?
Yeah, it's the Rick and Michonne spinoff.
Oh, I didn't realize that had even started yet.
Jeez. It actually already finished. There's only six episodes.
Oh, that's it? It was just a mini-series?
I don't know. They said something about they might do a season two, but I don't care if they do. It started off strong. The first two episodes were really good, and then it just slid downhill after that. And then they had the happy ending of Rick meeting his son.
Carl?
No. Rick Jr., which was his son with Michonne. I didn't watch far enough in the show to know all that.
He had a kid with Michonne?
I gave up somewhere around the Whisperer War because it was like, y'all have diverged so far from the comics that I just don't care anymore.
For me, it was the second they introduced Negan, I was like, nope, fuck this, I'm done.
I thought Negan on the show was shit. Negan in the comics was amazing.
Yeah. I feel like they missed the entire point of Negan in the show and were just like, he's got a jacket and he swears.
Yeah, pretty much. And him not being able to say fuck ruined it too.
Yeah.
But anyway, thoroughly sports entertained by the main event last night.
The main event of The Walking Dead starring The Rock.
Not on me. So, how many surprises do you think we get on Not 2?
I see a lot of people theorizing about Stone Cold and the Undertaker, Stone Cold and John Cena showing up in the main event.
I'm thinking.
I want everyone to show up in that shit. I want everyone.
I'm thinking Jacob Fatu is going to make an appearance there.
I want Rikishi to show up. I want that to be Tama Tonga's debut, but he's just standing in the rafters like Sting. I want John Cena, Stone Cold, Kurt Angle, Goldberg, Bret Hart, the fucking California.
Not Goldberg and Bret Hart. We can have both.
No. Yes, but they're going to be on opposite sides.
So Goldberg with the Bloodline and Bret Hart with the Cody Avengers?
No, the other way around. Bret Hart's joining the Bloodline.
So what I would like to see is just everyone that Roman screwed over during this reign coming out to help out Cody.
Like half of them don't work there anymore.
No, but you still have LA Knight. You got AJ Styles. You got Randy Orton. You got Kevin Owens. You got Sami Zayn.
You got Jey Uso. I do think Kevin and Sami are going to show up.
Yeah, I think they will.
And I think both the Usos are going to do something, some kind of really crazy spot to try to make up for last night. Like, I think Jimmy's going to probably try to shoot Jay or something. Something that'll get, like, a good guaranteed pop out of the crowd.
What's the chances we get a failed cash-in tonight? I don't think Damian Priest can cash in and win the championship at this point. I feel like it's going to be a failed cash in.
I still think he's going to get it, but I don't think it's going to be tonight only because I don't see Money in the Bank being your opener.
I could kind of see it being cashed in tomorrow night on Raw.
I could see that.
But he did say that he was going to walk away this weekend with success one way or another. And he lost the tag titles. The only chance he has a success is cashing that briefcase.
He's going to cash in on Kevin Owens.
I don't know.
Yeah, pulling Austin Theory.
I would say, like, if Seth, by some crazy way, beats Drew McIntyre, but he's, like, you know, really taking the piss beating out of him, and comes out and cashes in after Seth makes that pin to successfully retain, then cash in, I could see that.
Now, Seth, if Seth wins, he's getting cashed in.
But
there's
yeah,
a 0% chance Seth wins tonight.
There's a 0% chance that he doesn't walk out of there with a belt. Well, could he beat Drew? Yes, but he's going to be taking like 90% of that match.
I just don't see Drew. This is Drew's moment.
Yeah.
That's the reason I think if Damian cash in, it's going to be a failed cash in, because it's Drew's moment.
Unless it's not, because he's too... I feel like Drew's going to end up being a silly little goose, and then CM Punk's going to come along and go quack, 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 and then Drew's going to lose. And it's going to go down exactly like that. CM Punk is going to emerge from the crowd and go quack, quack, quack.
Speaking of Punk, how about the announced segment for Dynamite?
Oh, that's fucking awesome. Let's get messy with it. I bet they're both going to look like the biggest geeks from this.
I feel like there's a 100% chance this backfires no matter how it goes. Even if CM Punk proved to be a liar, it backfires. If
CM Punk I don't valid, care.
It definitely backfires. Oh, no, I'm care. Here for the entertainment value of it. I'm here for the entertainment value of it 100%. Like, this does not help AEW. This does not hurt.
Not at all, but this is so petty, it's so funny. This is literally like one of the most Vince McMahon moves they've ever pulled. Because that is some petty shit Vince would do. So I guarantee you that it's not going to be any kind of crazy ass fight. I guarantee you they're both going to look like giant geeks. Once it airs.
CM Punk was like, I choked him a little.
Yeah.
You think he actually choked him a little?
I think he shot several women and children, potentially. I think CM Punk planted bombs in the stadium. I think he possibly flipped over multiple vehicles with his bare hands. It was an untimely sight, a whirlwind of chaos, that CM Punk and Jungle Man.
Cry me a river.
I also feel like...
We love your work.
This is just further lead up to the return of the Jungle Man. And I don't know why, but I weirdly have faith in Jungle Man's return. I think this will be where he finally gets it.
I think he's been doing good work in New Japan.
I think
with the scapegoat gimmick and everything.
Yeah, he needs to stay there.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind him just chilling in New Japan for a while. I think it's still really funny that he's in the House of Torture. It's so silly to me.
So, any final thoughts we get out of here this week, guys?
I hope Jungle Man shows up during the main event.
I think there's a big shift in professional wrestling, like especially from after this weekend going on to Monday. I think there's just something that it feels very, very different, but in a good way.
Yeah, I feel like it's, you know, you're entering kind of a new era when you get to see a three-way stare off between Yoshihiko, Nick Gage, and Micro Man.
Yes.
So I do feel I think last night / this morning at 3 a.m. when this stare-off happened, I think that truly marks the beginning of a new era. And then Cody's probably going to finish his story, and it'll be all shit.
I'm just excited for night two. I hope it delivers on the level night one did or more, which I think it will. They got a pretty good card for both nights, so
it may deliver, but will it stand?
Who knows? Deliver.
Yeah. I disagree. When it was cooking, it was cooking. That three-way match was fucking awesome.
That was the only good match on the card, though.
No, the tag match. It was just a Braun Breaker highlight reel match. It was awesome.
Oh, no, that tag match was really good. But I don't know. Those were the only two. Like, even the main event between Melo and Trick did not live up to expectations.
It was really short.
Especially considering the way those two can go.
I thought it was going to go a lot longer.
Yeah, and then it was like, what, 15 minutes?
Yeah, I feel like they're gonna try to milk that out for a while.
There's word they're going to continue that feud on the main roster, so we'll see. Mm-hmm. Shane's not here, so you guys mind if I take life lessons?
Yeah, go ahead.
Life lessons with JD. If you have to change diapers, make sure you have a diaper genie so that it does not smell up the house.
That's notes for new parents.
Also, get some sleep when you can, because the child won't sleep all day. She won't sleep all day. She won't sleep all day.
Does she be crawling around on the ceiling like the train spotting baby a lot?
I'm pretty sure we're going to have to get an exorcist in here, because I'm pretty sure she's possessed.
Sometimes it be like that.
You hear a lot of grunts, and we feed her after midnight, so I'm thinking she's a gremlin too.
Maybe she's waiting for the hot tag.
Anyway, no, it's been a fun 3 weeks. I love that little girl to death. Excited to see her grow some more. Can't wait till she can talk and tell me what she needs instead of screaming at me.
Well, so she's good at communicating these days.
Yeah, very good. Very loud.
Works for me.
Well, I guess we don't have anybody here to tell us what to bring.
I will tell you this. Bring money.
I think we need to bring more Microman dick shots to Tank.
No, it didn't even get to happen. The prophecy was a lie. Tank got eliminated before Microman showed up.
No!
It was so upsetting. Tank got eliminated by... I think it was Jordan Oliver.
Oh, that's... No. Oof.
Because Tank got eliminated right before they started doing the good shit, which is bringing out fuckers from Kaiju Big Battle. They had that Cheetahn mascot, Speedball Mike Bailey in a big old chicken costume.
Cheetahn!
And then they brought out Aja Kong. And Aja Kong punched the shit out of everyone. Also, Mercedes Martinez showed up and fucking cleared out everyone for a while.
Nice. Well, and then once again, what they need to bring.
Money, sure.